There's a shaila in the Beis Yosef that in Tov Kuf Nun, the Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Abu Dram, in the name of the Abu Dram, that if Asar B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, it would Doicha Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because of a pasuk in Yecheskel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Like Yom Kippur says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So similarly, by Asar B'Teves. The remarkable thing is that why? What's the koyach behind Asar B'Teves? What is it that should have such an important chashivas to it? I once saw a hesber from it, a maimer from someone, I think in the Mir, Reb Shimon Yakubovitz, who said it in a beautiful way. He explained it like this, that every tainis has in it two components, two aspects of it, every tainis. The first is an inyan of kapora, slicha tshuva, vaveiros, as Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tainis, Beirut Dalad, that the Oireres and the Shalos. And the second part is also Me'inyan Avelos, Tisha B'Av, Shavuot Subotamos, Me'Avelos. And those two are the two components which you have in every single Tainis. For example, I think the Biskorov brings down in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that on Tisha B'Av, the Issa of washing in Chamin, in hot water, is begeder tshuva. Not to wash at all is begeder avelus. So the two have different aspects to it. However, when it comes to Asar B'Teves, Lamaisa, there isn't any avelus in it, because Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av have in it only an aspect of the history from the past. But Asar B'Teves is not like that. Asar B'Teves is only the beginning of the siege. So it doesn't have in it any aspect of Avelus to it. It wasn't Avelus. It's only the Gezal Din of Tshuva, that we should do Tshuva on it. Of Tshuva, that's the only aspect of it. So the Yonatan Eibschitz explained in Yalas Devash that Asar B'Teves every year is always a Gezeirah Din of the coming year, because Asar B'Teves began the Gezeirah again about the Chulban. Tchilat HaMatzor. Tchilat HaMatzor. If it's Tchilat HaMatzor, one second, if it's Tchilat HaMatzor, then that happens every single year. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on Asar B'Teves whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt for the coming year or not. There isn't an inyan of Avelis, it's an inyan of only of Tshuva.
There are
Avelis, there are Avelis. There are Avelis, there are Tshuva. And therefore, every year, Asar B'Teves is like the Tchila of the Puranis. The beginning of the Puranis, of the Churban, began on Asar B'Teves. So if it began on Asar B'Teves, every year the same thing comes around again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether or not there will be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash or not. That's the Kreach of it. And therefore, Asar B'Teves is like a Yom Kippur. It has the same gedder of Etzem Hayom Hazeh. It has in it a Tchilas HaPuranas, and therefore the Tfilas of Asar B'Teves are all connected with the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash every year. And that's why it has such a Chashivas to it, Asar B'Teves. That's a Chashivas of Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves is the gedder of what will be for the coming year. It's only in Shuvah. There's no Avelus of Asar B'Teves. Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av only have in it an aspect of, they have two aspects of it. The Maisa, the Chumus of Tisha B'Av and the Chumus of Shavasa B'Tamuz are much more, because that's the Hisodus of Avelus. But there isn't any of that, and that's what Asar B'Teves, and that's the Hashivas of Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Etzem Hayom Hazeh is on Asar B'Teves, and that's why it's such an important time is. That's why it's that's the Beis Yosef. That's an answer to the Beis Yosef of why Lamaisa, we don't paskin. We don't ever have Asar B'Teves on Shabbos. It can never come in our Luach, because we don't go according to the Riyah. Our Luach goes according to a fixed calendar. It can never come out on Shabbos. It can never come. It can come out on Friday, but it can't come out on Shabbos. The way so why does the Beis Yosef bring it down in the name of the Abu Dram? If it's not Shaykh in our time, he should have said, if it's not Shaykh in our time, why is there basically also a Paschal in like the Abu Dram? And if you have a look in Tov Kuf Nun, he brings down that's the Gedder. The Gedder is that if it would be on Shabbos, it would Deicha Shabbos. That's the difference behind it. A little bit about Asar B'Teves. Let's have a look at the Maimon now. see what he says here. The reason why I chose this is because I gained a tremendous amount of emunah bitochen in tefillah, in dveikus in tefillah from this maimah. It's in the middle of Parshas Vayechi, and it's on the pasuk. If you want to have a look, I didn't give you more. Just it's on the pasuk klei chametz mecheilei seihem. Just reading through Rabbi Yerucham of what he brings out of the characters, the koiches of the shvatim, what's inside the shvatim. A tremendous limit I had in tefillah. But let's see what he says. Agid lachem shnei davarim. I want to tell you two things. Bebiyah haparshias. Rashi maybe bitchilas parshas shemais. La'idiyachi boson shenim shul lekochavim. The shvatim were important because they're compared to the stars. Bnei lichayra doimalanu shehu rak moshu melitzo ba'alma. You would think that's only a nice comparison that the shvatim are compared to the kochavim. Avol mimasha motzino b'tam minyan shel yud beis shvatim shu neged yud beis mazolos. But la'maisa, the 12 shvatim are connected to the 12 mazolos. Haresha adimya lekoichavim hu omnam bedil. No, it's an exact, precise comparison. The koichas of the shvatim are like the koichas of the mazolos. In other words, they're fixed into the teva, like the mazolos are. So you'll see in a minute that the chashivas of the shvatim are like the koichavim. They're like the teva. You see, it's not just an imaginary marshal. It's a very realistic marshal. Kikain hi hamatzias. That's the reality of who the shvatim were. You'll see the shvatim when they surrounded the mitzvah of Yaakov when they're talking back to it as well. You'll see what the Bucham is being. Shvatim hei kekochvim mamash. For whose side? Now the word side here means it's a nista in the bria. That's how I can translate it. Side means it's there. It exists in the creation, but we don't really have a reason for it. We don't know the reason why. Why the Shvatim each had a different koyach and what they each were, what they represented around the mitzvah of Yaakov when he took him out to it as well. And that's what I think Soid means. Soid means it's gezeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we don't understand, but you'll see in a minute where he's taking you. B'mokam acher kavati banu baruch ha'amasha matzinu amma b'inyan ha'dagolim. We've already spoken previously about the dagolim shohayu sturim ledalet buches ha'olam, that the flags were divided up into the four different directions. Degel Yehuda is by Mizrach, Ruvain by Dorim in the south, Ephraim is in the west, and Don is in the Tzofim. Shachaya Hasidu Hazeh by Mechavin Godel Magia Ad Kiste Hakovel. That order of Yehuda, Ruvain, Ephraim, and Don, in east and south and west and north, is exactly like there is in front of the Kiste Hakovel. Dalel Chayas Hakodesh. There's a tremendous nevuah behind where everybody stood in the Mishkan, when the Mishkan is later, but when they went through the Midbar, also that's the order. But that order around the Mita of Yaakov is like the Kisei HaKavod. And there's a reason for each one. Look what he says here. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Mizrach. Why is Yehuda in the Mizrach? Shememenu O Yotze LaOlam. That's where the light comes out from the world. Yekeneged Yehuda shehu bal melucha. Since Yehuda represented melucha, therefore the or comes out from the Mizrach. Yehuda is or Mizrach. Doroim, south, talalei bracha, is the form of all bracha. The gishmei bracha yotzi mimenu la'olam yehiyah keneged shevet Ruvain shehu bal tshuva. Interesting. Bracha comes from about tshuva, who was Ruvain, and that comes from the south. All bracha emanates from the south. Marav is Otsav Sheleg, but Otsav is Borod. That is where the hail and the cold and the heat can they get a fine binomination. Why? Let's wait and see. They have a certain makor to them. Tzofon, Misham HaChoshech Yotzav La'olam, can they get Shevet Don. The north is darkness. Hineki Yivuchay Sa'olam Lukal Echad Yesh Mishum Soid. Each one is a secret in the Bria as to what each Shevet had. Each one has a specific purpose. When the light, and we say comes out from the east, it never comes out from the west. It always comes, any light is always from the east. Any bracha is always from the dorim. Why is it that every single treasure and every bracha dafa comes from the south? Lo dava mikrehu. It's not a happens chance. It's not a mikre. Bipnei ma kol dava ra chas v'shalom tamid min atzofim. Why is it that anything bad always comes from the north? Do you remember, I think, the Megillah, the Gemara Megillah about Germany, Germania? Doesn't it say that the enemy will come from the north? pasuk in Yeshaya as well. Mitzofer. Mitzofer. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel, I think, from there. And the Gemara, that's Germany, I think. Germania, I think the Gemara brings out Germania, and the Gemara says that's Amalek.
Germania
in the Gemara, yeah. Right. Ish maskil halo bin yavin, a person with seichel would understand kilodava poshudu. This is not something poshud. The alzer nema Hashem bechochma yisad ored kainin shamayin tuvunam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he divided up the world, it was all divided up according to tuvuna. There's a tuvuna in the bria, and the tuvuna is that from the mizrach comes light, from the dorim comes bracha. Soidus gedolim min sonim bechorin yanim, and there are tremendous secrets in each one of these. Every ounce, melucha means or, whether it's cold, whether it's danger, has a source in the winds, in a direction. And they each carry their own source of well-being or not well-being. You'll ask me a question, how can that be? Does it make any difference to you whether you know the reason or not? So when you see something according to Teva, and it works according to Teva, the fact that it is in Teva is by you a nista. You don't know why, but that is what it is in nature. Whether you understand the procedure, whether you do understand or you don't understand it, that's the essence of what life is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created bracha from the south, light from the east, danger from the north. And Lamaisa, I thought that is really the whole crooked nature of science. Science doesn't it tell you why? Santa tells you how it works. No, I remember as a teenager when I was 18, 19, I read a book. I read the book by Isidore Epstein, The Faith of Judaism. You ever read that? As a young man, I remember read it, and he made this great major criticism. Everything about science is always not why, but how. You analyze something in its molecules, in its chemistry, but you don't say why it is. You don't have any reasons, just how it works, and that's not enough. Science only tells you that if you take this tablet, though, it'll do this and this. If you go here, this or this will happen. It doesn't tell you why anything happens. Look at his example, Rabbi Yochum Zibuchum. Madu azeh alecha masbi alav. Why does bread satisfy your hunger? Why is that? Halo onatanehu ki kein hu adova, hu soid. Why does bread feed? Why does bread nourish you? V'im yoshib locha alzeh madu atikvenu b'shem soid. He'll answer you because it's a soid. So the Chachmei HaTeva will tell you because it has these nutrients in it and these minerals in it. They only tell you what's inside it, but they don't tell you how it works. Because it has these and these nutrients in it. In other words, it's nutritious, it feeds you, but they don't know why. Because there are certain abilities inside the food which nourish a person. They analyzed in science every aspect of whatever there is, whether it's food, whether it's weather, whatever it is. But why does this happen? This is only in bread. You'll only get these nutrients from bread. We call it a soid. We don't know why. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set into the creation. And that, Rabbi Sai, those five words, is the theme of the whole of this maimon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into every aspect of the creation a certain purpose, a tachlis. We don't know why, but this is the chok in the teva, that the metzias of wood, the metzias of metal, metzias of a person, metzias of a plant, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, has a specific tachlis in it. We don't know how, why it is, but how we can say this is how it works. A husband and a wife, a tree, a plant, whatever is an animal. It's all called a soid. You should take this rule and keep it under your pillow. L'olam al tisbalbel mishum dovam. Never become confused. When you don't understand the nature of everything, when you don't have an understanding, don't become confused. Adarava, tachlis hayedia, iyedia. A person who really knows realizes that he doesn't know. Hadova k'moy shehu. This is how it is. This is how Kadosh Baruch created it. Etzem metzias hinei zehu zeh. Hu omnom soid hadova. Isn't that true? You don't know how everything works. You know how, but you don't know why. Why this person is like this, what this characteristics, extrovert, introvert, scientific, organized, musical. You don't know, but HaKadosh Baruch created in the Bria these koichas, and that's the way it is. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch created the world. Obviously, you're going to make it. There's a tremendous limit for each person at the end of this maimon, you'll see. The Shvatim had a particular tachlis. K'shehincha roya ki kol ha-brochas moitziyam midovim. When you learn that every brocha has a source from the south, b'kol ha-rois chas v'shalom mitzofim, and anything bad comes from the tzofim, t'vayna hine meha'uvda, you know from the incident itself, k'mo shehi taskil v'tobim ki kein ha-adova. That is the way it is. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. V'ein kol she'ela ki zeh hu zeh. Little question as to why it is. Kein hu b'davka b'la'achers. It's not any other way. Hein hein hametzius. This is the creation and the nature. B'hu yisparach. Kein oma b'naseh v'tzoyna v'hu hu hasoid. That's the soid of creation. It's not what we say every morning in Yichavot. Ki hu oma v'yehi hu tziva v'yamoid. So I think they say in Chazal, ki hu tziva is the bria, hu tziva v'yamoid is the kiyum. B'och oime v'oiseh. Oimer is the creation, but Oiser is the maintenance of it. Ki hua ma vayehi, hu tziva vayam. The Maisa, that's Perek, is there a Siddur here? Kuf, what we say in, it's all of Psukkah de Zimra, it is. Hagel. This recognition, ki hua ma vayehi. And that's what you come out with. Kuf mem ches, where is it? Haru shemesh v'yarech, haru kol kerch v'yar, haru shemei shamayim. Ki hu tziva v'nivo, v'yamide no'ad yolam, chok nasan v'lo yavo. Waves stop here. Sun shines here. Sunshine. Haru es Hashem minot, taninim v'chol tahoim, eishu v'od, shele v'kitha, v'ach sa'ora, isod v'od, ha'hoim, the mountains and all the peaks, the fruit on the trees and the cedar, ha'chaya v'chol behem, ha'remes v'tzipa, ma'achet v'chol u'min, soy v'chol shafet, v'chuy v'gam v'suvot. Everything is He created everything, and it is to be in its place how he wanted it. That's the mitzvah of the world. So when you say tomorrow morning, you say Pesukei Dezimra tomorrow morning, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, and that's the soid. The soid in the creation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha. It's Nista, it's hidden from us. But even though it's hidden from us, we are duty bound to try and consider what it is, what's behind it all, and who is behind it all. Let's have a look. V'shom b'medrash amu oid. Esa dei lemeochig. I carry my knowledge to afar, u'poale etein tzedek. And to my actions, I give righteousness. Now look what he says here. B'shom sh'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, asei oisom degolim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make degolim, k'vay yesh lehem taksim me'yakob avin. They already knew. Already from before for Yaakov Avinu, when they carried Yaakov back to Eretz Yisrael, the kifos mitosa kach ya kifos haMishkan. That's the way you should take the Mishkan. The machlok is whether they went in a line or whether they went in the same. The Mishkan was in the middle, and like Yehuda was in the Mizrach, and Reuven was in the Dorim. Each one had their position. The Mishkan came from Yaakov Avinu. Amar lehem Yaakov bnei Yehuda Yisachar Zevulun Yitanu mimatosa min haMizrach. Like it was by the Mitzvah, so it will be by the Mishkan. Lo dimyan va'alma. It's not just a comparison. Who say the Nesias Hamitzvah, say the Nesias Hamishkan. The same way. Ukevah omu sham b'medrash. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, ma echpat lecha? What is it by matter to you? Ein tzurichan lecha. They don't need you. Me'atzman hei makim di'osan. Each one knows where they each should be. To makir makoimo is part of the tachlis of what Yaakov Avinu did, and they know where they should be, each be. Hinei seder haruchos bikvias hulahem. The directions is already fixed from Yaakov Avinu. Eile haruchos dafka matimim le'eile hashvotim. Each shevet has to be in a certain place. Dirosan heim v'shal v'doiros. There their habitation, where they are, is for the Doiros. Soid hu bebriya hu soid hashvatim. And that's what's behind the shvatim. When we come to all the brachas of each of the shvatim, each one had a specific tachlis. You'll see in a minute the Or HaChaim. V'hine yesoid hashvatim hu ki imohem hakol nigmar. The greatness of the shvatim, which we see in this parasha, is that creation was like completed. Klal Yisrael was completed with the shvatim. B'koyach kavar haya hakol eitzel ha'ovos. Everything began from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ubiyosam shal hashvatim, when the shvatim came on, hakol nishlam, everything was completed. Malchus kuhuna eretz yisrael. Each one, Yehuda was Malchus, kuhuna was Levi, eretz yisrael is not part of the matter. Ad, I don't know what he means by eretz yisrael. Ad sido chelokech olochos shevet v'shevet. Each one had a particular tachlis. Gam ha-mishkan, gam beis olomim, gam ha-sanhedrin belishkat ha-gozis. Each one gain their tachlis from the order that they were given by Yaakov Avinu. Im hashvatim nigmu hadvoim. Everything was completed by the time of the shvatim. Ela ha'inyonim ve'inyon hashvatim inyonim meshutofim heim. The shvatim came together, and that was the order of how they related to each other. Echod mashlim es v'yehu. Here's the secret here. You need melucha, you need kahuna. You need businessmen, you need them all together, working together. K'moshe ein shlemus Yisrael b'li kahuna, b'li malchus, b'li Eretz Yisrael. What does he mean by Eretz Yisrael? Shimshon, what does he mean here by Eretz Yisrael? In the Shvatim was Eretz Yisrael? Shvatim is Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what he means. Kahuna is the Levi, malchus. Ki ein kahuna or malchus v'Eretz Yisrael, b'li kahuna, b'li malchus, b'li Eretz Yisrael. Each one is complements the next one. Kain ein hakuhuna malchus ve'eretz Yisrael b'li Yisrael. K'shenishlam am Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael are made up of all these components. Hagula hinei bo. If you have them all working together properly, then you already have a state of geula. Ba'avayso shvatim kulam nishlamu. When you have them all working together in their own individual tachlis, then hashvatim heim zochu oisam. Ba'oisam eile hadvorim. And that's their order. And when they all work together in a Seder, then you have the Hashlama and then you have the Geula. On Shabbos morning, Rav Malinowitz, Shem Bari, mentioned, very interesting, that you see in our times how the Hasidish Olam is taking from the Litvish Olam. And the Litvish Olam is taking things, borrowing things from the Hasidish Olam. The Sfardim are taking from the Ashkenazim. You see a lot of intermingling going on at the moment. I know in the Mir it used to be only Litvish, there are many Hasidishes now. And Sfardim take from Ashkenazim. When you see them all working together, all the groups working together, then you begin to feel, he mentioned it, it's like a nice, beautiful thought, then you begin to feel the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and that's the time of the coming of the Geula. Nice thought. When you see everybody borrowing from each other, for example, the Litvishes have to have a Hasidish warmth to them as well. No, you see that. It's missing a bit. By the Litvishes used to be very cold. When you have a Hasidish with it, then it's, and the Hasidish is getting from the Litvishes and all the different groups coming together. It's a beautiful idea. Then you see the Geula coming about. And that's what you feel on Eretz Yisrael now. Hopefully without Machlokes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully without any Pirud. That's the beginning of Geula. And that's the Seder which you feel from Yaakov Avinu and the Mishkan. They're all working together. The Korom Avihim Yaakov, and everything was fixed by Yaakov Avinu. Omnom Kain, the Nesiyas HaMitzvah, Nikra LaDeiros, and the Nesiyas HaMishkan. And everything emanated from the time of carrying Yaakov to the time of the Mishkan. Hein Achas, Sofer B'Tachlisa Nishma. In the end, like from the beginning, everything was sorted out for the end. Yaakov Avihim Yodas Soid Kol Echad Ve'Echad Me'ashvotim. And Yaakov Avinu, when he gave the brachas to each one, realized the Soid, what's Nista in each one. He realized the merit of each one. And that's the bracha. He gave each one a bracha, a seed elias, which will come out for him. But it also says in the pasuk, and they all were koila, Rashi brings out, and they were each koila, the bracha from everybody else. The Or HaChaim brings down on this pasuk that each bracha which everyone got was tailor-made for that person. In other words, it was made to fit. A bracha isn't something in the air. It fits to the person who is given it. and that's made for that person. And yet in the end, all the brachas came together, and they were intermingled together, and everybody gained from Kahuna, from Leviah, from Yisachar, Zvulun, and that's the lashon of the Arachayim. When Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas, he wasn't just giving out a matana. He saw what was suitable for each one. There is a seder and a mahalach l'brachas. So if you see somebody who's carrying a certain bracha, who has a certain ability, that is made for him. Each bracha is only given to the person who is fitting for him. This person has a great deal of money, this person has a great deal of intelligence, this person has an ability in science, whatever it is, the abilities. And that's what Yaakov Avinu saw in his nevuah. And that was the bracha which he gave to them. So what do you learn from this? What do you take from this passage? What's the chizuk? What do you think you get from this maimon? I took out of it like this: every person, every yachid, carries a brocha. There's no question that the Chaybas Havos brings out in Shaar Bitochen that each child, when they're born, brings along a parnosa into the family for each. In other words, food is given for that child in that family. Each one carries a brocha. So there's a shefa to each person who's given the brocha. So everybody can feel a certain role in the Bria. Maybe some people feel they're less important, but there's a role for each person. And the tachlis is to recognize the bracha in each person, like by each shevet. I thought as well, in each person as well, to see the bracha. That's the ayin tova, when you look at different people. To see that there's a bracha in each person. That's like the shvatim, each one carried a unique bracha, and a tachlis in the Bria. It's a soid. You don't know why it is, but it is there. It exists like that. That's what I wanted to take out from this, which I hope will help you in davening. Any comments at all? Don't be, not to be doicha, an individual, in Musa. Such an important limud. Not to push aside the significance of each person, each child, each individual in a minyan. Each person carries a bracha in a group. Each person, significance of each person. That's what I took from this passage.
He knew the site.
Can I just get you the archa? I'll just get an archa and let me show you a second. Very beautiful. Mentes kofche. Asher kebir kosa perush hawa uloi kefi bechinas nishmasai. Yaakov saw them and saw according to his neshama ukefi maisav. Ki yeshlo chaladas ki hanafoshes kol achas yeshlo bechinas hamaila. Each individual carries an individual uniqueness. Yesh shemalas of kuhuna. Some have a uniqueness of kuhuna. Yesh malchus. Yesh keter teira. Yesh gevura. V'yesh oishe. V'yesh hatzlocha. V'niskaben Yaakov. And when Yaakov gave the bracha b'nevuah levorech kol echad kefi gibur chosa haroyula. He looked at that person's neshama and said, this is a bracha which is for you. Hamelech b'malchus, hakoyin b'kuhuna, v'chein al derech zeh b'lo hafach ha-mesilas. And he didn't switch. He saw what each person is capable of. Oma be'ach oisom, loshen rabim, li yoiski, b'rocha kol echad ve'echad, toy la'atzmoy, it will be for him, and it's for everybody else as well, says the Or HaChaim. It's not just for him. Everyone gains from the bracha. His quality which he gains, everybody gains from it. And that was the mile of the brachas. Everyone got their bracha and everyone gained from everybody else's bracha. And that's, I think, what Rabbi Malinowitz was talking about on Shabbos when he mentioned that's the geula. When you see the hashlama, is that the lashon of boyin afoshes rabbis v'chesronon al kol mashabor lahachiyos b'hem? So the Chofetz Chaim says boyin afoshes rabbis v'chesronon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created rabbis rabbis, burn the portions of rabbis for chesroinon, with many folds. Al kama shabor lahachias behem. So what I have is mashlim for you, and what you have is mashlim for me. It's a pshat, it's a dush, it's a beautiful idea. Each person is mashlim for the other person. Each person is mashlim with his bracha to the other person. That's what I came out with tonight. I wish you all.
Everyone benefits from. If